It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now on WMSX, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
Like that a lot. That is really nice. That's from Envision. It's a brand new CD from the lovely, the incredibly adorable Lisa Jason, and the equally adorable producer of that album, Dinky Dawson. He is with us, she is with us, and Rob Keane is here, Joe V is here, joining us in just a little while, Charlie Farron and Mark Bell from the Joe Perry Project. My, oh my, what a show today on That's Life with Mark Snyder. Coincidentally, my name is Mark Snyder, and they let me host the show because my name matched. I was so lucky. I could have been named Mark Bell, then I would have had to join Joe Perry Project. This is what happens, you know. With us right now, again, is Dinky Dawson. Dinky has no mic, but why don't we move a microphone over for Dinky and see if we can switch things around a little bit so that we each have a microphone. Hi, how are you? I know you can say hi to everybody. Rob Keane is here. Rob has written a book called The Pledge. Hold it up to camera number one. We actually do have a camera. I always say camera number one, but we have a camera today. Because this show is going to be on visual radio, which is airs in Woburn, I believe, the toxic waste capital of the world. I'm just joking. Oh, you're going to hate me in Woburn now. The Pledge is a novel by Rob Keane, and it's by Warner Books. And I guess it's going to be a movie one of these days. I understand that I'm in consideration for starring in that film.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
And I'm looking forward to it myself. You have to speak fairly close to the mic, or else you sound like you're in Woburn in a
there
toxic waste.
All right. Speaking into a vacuum.
Very good. Now you sound good, Rob.
All right.
Rob's a handsome guy. This is your first novel?
I forgot my sunglasses. Yeah, that's my first novel.
Yeah, sunglasses are required here. Lisa has hers on. I have mine on.
I didn't realize.
He is without his sunglasses.
I'll put mine on just for you.
Okay, thank you very much. Everybody has sunglasses. This is a topless sunglasses type of radio. This is the way it always is. Now tell us, this is your first novel?
Right. Yep.
That is really cool. I mean, you know, I guess it's been picked up already for a movie contract?
Yeah, Polygram Pictures picked it up after Warner Books agreed to publish it. So
that is so cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever expect, like, right off the bat?
No. No, in fact, I had at the point where it was bought, I was pretty much ready to give the whole thing up. And
really?
Yeah.
How many times did you peddle this book to other people?
52 agents all said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, was it an agent that said yes, or a publicist that said
it was actually, it was a producer out in Hollywood that eventually said yes.
Really?
And she sort of drummed up all the hype, so.
Wow.
I was 0 for 52 and peddling it myself, which makes me think that I'm not going to go into any sales position.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice, though, that eventually. You know, that's amazing, though. 52 times is a lot to say no to.
Yeah, 52 heartbreaks.
So you have actually a lot of gumption to keep going. Many people after, like, 22 would have said, you know, this is not worth it.
Yeah,
32,
well,
I don't think so. No way!
Yeah, 52. I have them all framed on my wall.
Do you really?
At home, yeah.
You know, it's interesting because I did the same kind of thing. Actually, I applied for jobs one time just for fun.
Yep.
And, of course, no one ever hired me because they know me. And I have, like, a walls and walls of rejection slips from everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun. It's a nice way to face the walls.
Yeah. It takes up some good wall space.
I enjoy that. When I go to the bank and burn $50 bills and smoke them, I enjoy just looking at the walls, all these idiots who said no that are... Yeah. Barely surviving.
Yeah.
But that's pretty interesting. So this is now did you get good money for this or was it kind of a
I got a nice
advance.
Signed a 2-book deal. So right now I'm writing the second book. I've been on chapter 1 for about 3 months.
And
going well.
Wow. I was in chapter 11 myself, but that's another thing. So The Pledge is out now, and what is the sequel related to this movie, this book?
No, it's unrelated. It's more it's sort of geared towards the business world as opposed to the educational environment. Mm. So,
yeah. What inspired the creation of this book? And tell us just a little bit what The Pledge is about.
Basically, it's about a sort of suspicious death in a fraternity house and the extremes to which the college, the sort of lily-white college, will go.
Now, is this based at all on this Harvard episode?
MIT. You mean?
Was it MIT?
Yeah, it was MIT. No, this was actually...
Harvard, MIT.
I started writing it in 93. Yeah. Because basically, I was an accountant at the time, not liking my job.
Really?
Decided that I wanted...
You were a bean counter, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's a very exciting career.
That was probably the worst.
One, two.
Yeah. So,
accountants are really exciting people. I know some accountants.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like to hang around with them. Because, you know what...
Makes you look interesting.
See one? No, he's not. I like to hang around with accountants because, what happens is if you're really tired and you haven't slept for a while, it's perfect to get that afternoon snooze in.
Yeah.
You know? I go to lunch with an accountant all the time, just snooze during lunch. Yeah.
Like NyQuil.
Yeah, it's
walking, talking,
it's more
NyQuil.
Incredible than NyQuil because there's no side effects.
No.
You wake up, you're refreshed.
Yeah. And glad they're gone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. They used to listen to my show, but probably not anymore.
I know.
All those accounting firms just shut the radio off.
No.
So this is it's about basically fictional.
Yeah, they sort of...
But it has some reality in it?
Yeah. Sort of, I would say the more humorous parts are based on my own college experience.
Where'd you go to school?
Bowdoin College up in Maine.
Ah.
A tiny little school in Maine.
Yeah, I have a friend that went to Bowdoin.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A guy named Ralph Jesterby, you know?
Jesterby?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I know.
That was too bad. If you knew him, you could have got $1,000 bonus.
Oh, wait, I do know him. I do know him. We call him Ralphie.
No. Sorry. You have to try again another time.
Oh, man. Okay.
So this is based on a lot of experience. Were you a member of a fraternity then?
I was. I was a member of a fraternity. It was actually I've sort of gotten a lot of flack from fraternity people around the country who think that I've sort of written this editorial on the state of fraternities, but it's fiction. And my own fraternity was co-ed.
That's the only kind I would join.
Yeah, incest. Family. Incest ran rampant within
nothing wrong with that.
That brotherhood, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the kind where you see like an Animal House where they're, you know, thank you, may I have another? It's not exactly my kind of.
Yeah, we don't get like getting whacked with paddles.
No, unless it's a woman doing it. That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another story and another show.
Lisa's outnumbered here.
Yeah, well, okay, so the book is called The Pledge, and it's from Warner Books. It's available right now everywhere. Including Amazon.com.
Yep.
I heard it's one of the top sellers on Amazon.
Is it?
No. But I just thought I would say that and make it sound much better.
I was going
to
say.
You're supposed to play along with it and go,
sure. It's doing really
incredibly well.
Well.
We're selling them like hotcakes.
Yeah.
Well, as soon as this gets on PNPnetwork.com and the visual radio, it'll be wild. They'll be selling trillions of books. Amazon may crash, actually.
Yeah.
Now, we also have, talking about crashing, Lisa's here, the lovely Lisa. And could you move a little closer to your microphone?
I would be happy to.
Okay. Sure. Right, this microphone will be. No. just joking. All right. Now, you're a local lady?
Yeah.
Could you speak right into them?
Oh, I can speak right.
There you go.
Hey.
Great now.
Oh, okay.
Lisa Jason is a beautiful young lady. She has a new album called Envision. And as I mentioned before, it's produced by a beautiful young man named Dinky Dawson. You have some incredible guests on here. How did you arrange it? Is it all through Dinky that you got all these great guests on this album?
I think it was through Dinky and through MDI.
Bob
Yen.
This is amazing. Here's Denny Dias, who has also written a few of the songs from this.
Yes.
He's from Steely Dan. You got the Boston Horns and Carlos Vega and Jeff Porcaro from, Poco is it from?
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And then you got Dinky to produce it. This must be a huge money project to have a guy like Dinky involved.
I'm actually vocal producer. We had young Bob Yen do the actual production and arrangement in there from the studio.
So you just produced Lisa's vocals?
Yeah, I produced Lisa's vocal, but I did torture Bob a lot just to get just to get the 60s, 70s, and 80s and 90s sound that we've got on here.
It's great stuff.
It is. It's we've made a real good CD, and what with Lisa singing, it's just like, wow.
It's really nice. Lisa, you've got a great voice.
Thank you.
You're from around this area?
I'm from the Cape.
From the Cape. Well, I love the Cape, too.
Well, thank you very
much.
You
know that my producer, Rob McNamara, is from Sandwich, I believe it is.
Yeah. Hello there.
And, of course, I'm also from Brewster.
You're from Brewster.
Yes.
You're a Brewster lad.
Yeah, I'm a Brewster kind of guy.
A Brewster kind of guy.
And what area are you from?
I grew up in Chatham. I'm actually originally from Long Island.
Yeah. And originally from Long Island.
Go ahead, roll with it.
Tells me enough.
Yeah.
Tells me enough.
I hesitate to say Long Island because
summer home in Scarsdale. I understand.
No.
So you grew up in the Cape.
I did.
Did you take music lessons and singing lessons?
Yes, I did.
Who taught you?
I studied with a woman called Elizabeth Kelly. She had done some Broadway and had been with the New York City Opera, so I did some work with her.
So did you learn opera as well as, like, pop-type music?
Yes, but I preferred the pop.
I have to say this, Mark. This young lady is also a ballet dancer.
Is she really?
Big-time ballet dancer.
Ballet dancer, too, huh?
Not belly, ballet.
I know that.
I mean, because I was waiting for you to tell me.
Don't believe everything Joe Vig tells you. That's not true. I'm not that kind of guy. I'm a very, very nice, gentlemanly type of guy.
Thought we'd clear that up.
Yes.
And you're very fun.
So you're a ballet dancer as well, huh?
Yes.
Do you sing when you do ballet? Or?
Well, that could be done, but...
When you're doing your shows, I mean, do you combine ballet in the show?
I will dance, yeah. I will dance while I'm singing.
This will be different. Her partner that she's had for 25 years just looks like us. What are we going to do? We're going to put both of these two guys, we're going to dress him up exactly like Lisa, and he's going to do all these incredible things while Lisa's singing this incredible stuff.
Who's this?
This is David. He's a friend who's...
David looks like you?
Yes.
Huh.
We look like each other.
And you've known each other 25 years?
For a pretty long time.
Is this like your love partner as well?
No.
No?
No. He's just my dance partner.
Oh.
He's good, too. Yeah. But he sings, too.
Do you compete in ballet? I mean,
I studied in New York. I spent all my summers in New York as a child dancing and studying, and then went to New York after high school and just was out of here. I'm like, I'm going, and I studied and auditioned and... So I got to study with some pretty incredible people. I had some really good opportunities, and then I decided I really would rather sing.
Wow.
Yeah, but I've danced consistently, but the singing part has been definitely...
And you do a little dance for us while you...
Absolutely.
On visual radio.
The visual radio, of course. Not for my show, of course. We had to take a break, you know, and while we're taking the break, we'll give half the peace sign to Joe, and then we'll come back with more of That's Life with Mark Snyder with all my great guests today.
Daybreak on the water, I said sunrise on the shore, and the rich man's daughter looked better than the night before. The ransom note was ready, the phone call had been ready, and the old man said he was coming himself for the trade.
Here at Icon Office Solutions, we're telling businesses how affordable it can be to own color printers and copiers.
Hello?
Is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
I understand you don't have color printers in your office.
No, we don't.
So you just use ordinary black and white for your graphs and charts.
Right.
What color is blue and black and white?
Gray.
How about green?
Gray.
So at your company, color printing and copying is kind of a gray area. That was a joke.
Oh.
You know, Mike, it's a known fact that using color can give your business a big competitive advantage.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Did you hear that Icon has affordable, easy-to-use color solutions for businesses?
No, I didn't.
Well, they do. In fact, some color copiers might even cost less than the black and white you have now.
Sounds great.
Yeah, and Icon's color team can connect it to your network and offer tech support in no time.
I better call them.
Now, that's using the old gray matter. Get it? Gray?
Yeah, I got it.
Icon helps you compete better with Canon color solutions and copier systems, networking, and support. Call 1-888-ICON-888. Work to win with Icon and Canon.
You're listening to New England's only daily entertainment talk show. That's Life with Mark Snyder on 1410 WMSX.
If you love music, TV, and the movies, you'll love PMPNetwork.com. That's right, PMPNetwork.com, the Internet's entertainment superstation, has downloadable interviews with your favorite celebrities, great photos to download, and reviews of movies, plays, music, and all the TV gossip you need. It's all in one place, PMPNetwork.com. Check it out on the Internet next time you're surfing the superhighway.
Hi, how's it going? Oh, don't answer. I know. You've got a million things to do and not enough time to do them. Guess that's one good thing about the Internet. We can find the best prices on stocks, clothes, even toys. So how come savvy women like us still pay full price for those prescriptions insurance companies consider unimportant? You know, like birth control? Well, PlanetRx.com has heard our plea. I saved almost 15% by switching my prescription from my neighborhood pharmacy. Plus, I got free shipping. That's not all. PlanetRx.com has alternative remedies, in-depth health information, even pharmacists with answers. It's better than any drugstore. Do you realize what this means? No more waiting in line.
Visit PlanetRx.com today for your prescription and get $25 worth of non-prescription items free on your next purchase. Offer good for first-time prescription orders only. Limited time offer. Visit website for details.
When it comes to local news, you'll hear about it first on the Talk of Metro South, 1410 WMSX.
Say that the rain must fall, but it never falls always. Let's find a little shelter from the storm. And I'll write this song for you. I know what you're going through. You see a more pretty blue. Deja blue. That's the color of love. Deja blue is the color I see in you. You'll be alone if you don't love, in danger if you do. I've already been there.
That was really good stuff. That's Charlie Ferrin's album. Charlie, of course, from the Joe Perry Project, has a new album called Deja Blue, The Color of Love. And it's from Deja Blue. It can be ordered from www.charlie-ferrin.com on the Internet. And he's not on yet. Well, we'll get him in a minute. But we have some great guests here. Have you ever worked with Charlie, Dingy?
I have worked with Charlie. I worked with him when he had Fahrenheit at the Channel Club.
Oh, yeah.
And his band Fahrenheit was really good then. Wrong time for that kind of music, but right time for playing live.
Yeah,
he was great live. He still is great live.
Dinky is working right now, as we speak, on an album with the Kinks, right?
Yeah, I just sequenced a whole Kinks album that's called Chaotic Kinks Captured Live, all the Ks, in the fall of 72 and spring of 73. It's 24 tracks.
Wow.
Of Kinks material that I'd recorded on tour with them.
And when will that be released?
Well, we're waiting for Ray to sign off. It'll be released probably in the spring on Ryko Disc.
Wow.
And it is chaotic. It's the fun time when the Kinks were really fun. It's not all the hits, but it's interesting songs. And I'll find the paperwork and I'll give you... I might have got it with me.
Yeah, last time you were here, you were promoting another album, which I was supposed to get a copy of, but never did, so...
Oh, you never got a copy of the Fleetwood Mac?
The Fleetwood Mac one, no, I never got that. But you know who we have on the line right now?
on the entertainment line?
Who do we have on?
Charlie Watts from the Rolling Stones. No, it's Charlie Farron, actually. That's right. Charlie, how are you?
This is Mark.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
Yeah, I know you are. I'll tell you something. This new CD is excellent.
Hey, thanks.
We were just listening to Deja Blue. It's incredible. In fact, Dinky Dawson gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah, super.
Lisa Jason gave it a thumbs up. Rob Keane gave it a thumbs up. And I was scratching my head at the time. But I liked it a lot, though. I really did. It's good stuff. Tell us a little bit about it, how you got together with some of the folks in there. In fact, I was interested in how you get together with Barry Goudreau for one of the songs.
Oh, Barry. I've known Barry for years and years. This particular record, I played all the instruments and sang all the parts. But at one point, I met Barry through Tim Collins.
Okay.
Who used to...
The late, great Tim Collins. He's still around, obviously, but they gave him the boot.
He worked with Aerosmith for years and years.
Yeah.
And he really connected us, but I also knew him through Brett Delp, who I'm friendly with.
Yeah.
And at one point, we went through and wrote a pile of songs with an eye towards maybe doing a project, and that was one of the tunes.
It's a great one. That's Nobody's Somebody.
Nobody's Somebody, yeah.
Yeah, really good stuff. I really like this album a lot.
I was trying to do something, Mark, that I could support as a solo artist, because now I'm playing solo, acoustic guitar and voice. It's not really folk music, but I wanted to do a record that would allow me to go out and support the record as a solo. The guys in my band have all gone on to do great things. I didn't know if you were aware that my bass player, Philip Bino, is now playing with Steve Vai, and my keyboard player, Igor Horoshev, is the keyboard player replacing Rick Wakeman in Yes now.
Oh, wow. We're having Chris Squire on next week.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Now, is Chris going to be in town, or is he calling?
No, Chris is calling.